Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction.
Thanks for joining me for episode 44 of Hippie Witch, Magic for a New Age. My name is Joanna DeVoe, and I am the Happy New Year creating creatrix behind Kick-Ass Witch, putting the K in magic, and of course, Hippie Witch, the show you are listening to right now. I also have a free ebook by that name, Hippie Witch, Peace, Love, and All That Good Shit. And you can pick up a copy of that at www.joannadevoe.com. And I put a link to that on the description page for this episode back at Blog Talk Radio. Sorry about the little lag time there at the beginning. I hope you're hanging with me. Sometimes when I call into the show right on time, it bumps me off. I always have to call in a few minutes early. I thought I was early, but I got bumped off today. So sorry for that. What a way to kick off the new year. It took me a while to figure out why that was happening, because I would call in right on time, and then I was thinking, why do I keep getting bumped off? They have a problem. I guess I have a problem. So I'm going to have to start calling in early, and I'll sit and listen to the countdown. Your show will be live in 5 minutes. Your show will be live in 5 seconds. That one always gets my blood pumping. and let's steer ourselves here, or I will steer myself back around to the topic at hand, and that is the new year. There are two themes that I see happening around this time of year. The first is an emphasis on releasing the former year, which I think is a fantastic practice, especially when it comes to releasing old hurts and bad habits. And the second is the craze to make, and let's face it, in most our cases, break a long list of New Year resolutions. Less than 20% of New Year resolutions actually last past the first few weeks. So I wanted to do something different this year, and this is the first Hippie Witch episode of 2014. So that's why I wanted to do this today. I'm working with the Wheel of the Year, as some of you know I do. That's what the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year is all about. You can look at the winter solstice as start of the new year. It is, in a way. It's the start of a new solar year, and ancient peoples used to keep that celebration going well into what we now call the next year. And I think that that is appropriate for this season. This is a season of reflection, rest, and renewal, or at least from my perspective it is. And for many of us, it's cold outside, damn cold in some parts of the country, especially right now, which lends itself very well to reflection, rest, and renewal. And I think that we would be wise to take a cue from that. And that's why I'm saving my goal setting and resolution making for later in the year during Imbolc and Ostara, which I call spring transition and spring equinox, just to make it something that everybody can embrace. It doesn't necessarily have to be a pagan thing when you follow the Wheel of the Year. It's something everybody of all walks in life can do as a way of getting in touch with nature and the way that nature is reflected within ourselves. So I'm saving my goal setting for that time, which is, in my opinion, a more natural time for planting seeds. And the kind of reflection that I've been doing at this time, right now, and in the last, couple of weeks, it does have to do with this year ahead, with 2014, but it's a less in-your-face, much softer approach, inspired by Daniel Laporte's concept of core desired feelings. I've been working with the feelings that I would like to have more often in 2014 and ways that I might be able to generate those feelings myself rather than waiting for the world to create them for me. which is something, again, that I talked about in the last module of the Psycho-Spiritual Wheel of the Year, and it's been really interesting to see other people's feeling words, the feelings that they would like to create more of in 2014. And it would seem we have a lot in common. A lot of us want to feel focused and, you know, connected to life. We want to feel guided and energized. And it's nice to see people switching their focus from that kind of linear, masculine, left-brainy, like, go after it, get it, go, do, and to kind of approach the new year from a more receptive place. And I've also been thinking about what went right in 2013. What new lessons did I learn? What new discoveries did I make in 2013 that I would like to carry with me into 2014? So I made a list, which I posted back on my blog at I hate that I have to say that. I need to go in and figure out how to fix that. But for now, if you go to my blog or my website, you have to put the www.joannadevoe.com in. You got to put the whole thing in. And then I'm going to share that list with you here now, just riffing with you. I'd also like to create a little you show me yours and I'll show you mine situation here, and hope that you will go over to the blog or my Facebook page or wherever and share with me your own list of the best of 2013, things you intend to bring with you into this new year, just because I think it's fun and interesting, and I'd love to see what you are up to as well. And I think it's good to affirm that stuff out loud or in writing and to share it with other people. And I don't just think that this is a fun little exercise, I actually think that it can have profound implications, especially if you're the kind of person who tends to see the glasses half empty, or you're constantly focusing on what needs to be fixed. You know, if your life and you are a constant fixer-upper project. And this is not just a one-time deal. It's a new way of being in the world, or it can be. It can be a question that you ask of yourself every time you're hankering for a change, especially a change that is born of frustration. And I'm not saying you shouldn't make that change. I'm just saying that it might behoove you to first ask yourself the question, what is right about this? What is right about your world, your relationship, your job? What is right about you? What do you like about yourself? Rather than seeing yourself and your life as one big, never-ending self-improvement project, maybe try celebrating the things you enjoy and want to create more of and see how that works for you. I'm laughing because my cat is standing at the window staring at me and meowing at me, but if you know from past episodes, he likes to sit on me when I do this show, so he got kicked out for the duration here, and he's not having it. So he's distracting me either way. I guess Odie, that's his name. He can just be part of the show next time. My point is, if we are practitioners of magic and the law of attraction, I think that what I'm talking about here makes a lot of sense. Like attracts like. So what do you like about your life? What did you learn, discover, enjoy in 2013 that you would like to bring with you into 2014? And, you know, my last couple shows, they were a little bit serious. You know, I got kind of serious toward the end of the year, actually, last year. So maybe that's something I'm not bringing with me into 2014. I'm kicking it off sunny, happy, with a smile. And so I'm going to share my list with you here, my list of things I'm bringing into 2014 from last year. And I really do hope that at the end of this show, you will find me somewhere. It would be cool if we all went to the blog and did it, or we all went to Facebook and did it. I'll let you choose whatever is more preferable to you, obviously. But it'd be neat to see other people's lists. So hopefully we can get something like that going. So here's mine. Here are some of the things that I will be taking with me into 2014. From the spiritual to the mundane, this is not a very serious list. There are things that are serious to me, and then some of them are just sort of groovy, cool little things I found. And I also found that in writing this list, it just reconfirmed to me what a book nerd I am, because books pop up here and there. I can't help it. I love books. And that's my main method of learning. I just read like a fiend, and I do put what I learn into practice, especially when something really resonates with me. But I'll often just try out something that doesn't resonate with me because it strikes me as being interesting or I'm kind of curious about it. So, yeah, books. The first thing on my list is Robert Ojato. Are you sick of me saying his name yet? Robert Ojato's concept of transforming fate into destiny, which is what I talked about on the last two shows. I did a show called Fate as a Container for Your Soul's Destiny, and then the follow-up show to that was Moving Beyond Your Perceived Limitations. And I had been a fan of his show. He does a podcast called Soul Connections. I'd been a fan of that for quite a while before I finally just went out and got a copy of his book, Transforming Fate into Destiny. I'm not sure when the book came out, but I was just listening to his radio show, and every time I listen to him, he's so wise, he's so interesting, and he's got this sort of like tell-it-like-it-is quality that I really enjoy. He doesn't buy into a lot of BS, and you know, that a lot of people in the New Age movement, he questions things. Let me put it that way. That's a better way of putting it. He questions everything. He questions the law of attraction. He believes in the law of the law of attraction to a point, but that there are parameters. And I just thought that was so interesting. At first, I was like, what? But the more I listened to him, I was like, yeah, oh, yeah, totally, that is true. And I had so many moments like that listening to Soul Connections. And there's links to all this back on the blog, by the way, so you can go find Soul Connections that way, or you can Google it. It has a weird spelling. It's got a double N and an X in it. And he does a free show every Monday, and then Thursday's show, you have to pay to listen to his Thursday shows, but it's fabulous. It's worth the money. Anyway, I went out and bought a copy of his book, Transforming Fate into Destiny, which kind of brought all of those shows that I had been listening to, it made them all kind of coalesce into one big, like, woo, I totally get this guy's perspective. And I don't, like I said, really share his beliefs about, and I know many of you have this belief as well, but about our soul choosing our fate before we are born. I don't not believe that, and I think it's a really beautiful concept, but that's not a belief that I hold. It could be, I don't know. It's an interesting idea, and he very much, he's an intuitive, and this is what he says he's come to understand through his guidance system. So it's true for him, and I know it's true for a lot of you. But what does resonate with me is the way that he discusses transforming that fate into destiny. And I already talked a bunch about that in the last two episodes, so I won't get into that here because blah, blah, blah. You've already heard me say it all. But I did have a series of aha moments reading that book, and they continue to inform my perspective, and I'm going to continue to work with those ideas for sure in 2014. And the second one is Paleo Recipes. Holy cow, I love paleo recipes. I have been eating, obviously, I teach Sad to Sexy, which is all about getting people off the standard American diet and into a sexy new lifestyle where they're eating lots of whole foods straight from Mother Nature. So I've been eating a whole foods diet for many years. So you might think that I would have gotten hip to the whole paleo thing sooner. I was aware of it. I had done lots of research on it, and I knew what it was in theory, and I even include that in Sad to Sexy. But no, 2013 was the year that I really got into the magic of paleo and making paleo recipes. I'm not a paleo person. I wouldn't like label myself as that. You know, a lot of people go by the label of being paleo. There are raw vegans, and then you get your paleo crowd. And from my time spent as a raw vegan, I have learned don't label yourself, because then you get attached to it and it's hard to stay open and change. And I'm a person who really likes to stay open to new ideas and experiences. So I wouldn't say I'm paleo, but I have been doing the Whole 30 this year, and which is a paleo challenge, and that would never have happened if I hadn't really gotten into making these paleo recipes. And the reason I fell in love was because I'm sure there are crap paleo recipes out there, but the ones that I got into, I started with Diane Sanfilippo's Practical Paleo, and then moved on to Melissa Jewell-Wan's Well Fed, that book, holy yum, 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 the best recipes. But what's great about them is it's whole food. It's not junk food. So, you know, I was eating gluten-free. When you first start a gluten-free diet, just about everybody in the beginning goes crazy buying gluten-free cookies and gluten-free bread and gluten-free snacks, and they're just as bad for you as, you know, the regular processed food. That stuff is not good for you. And what's great about paleo is it is good for you. It's whole food. That's like one of the main tenets of a paleo diet, is eating real food from Mother Nature. So it also happens to be extremely tasty, really delicious. So through making these recipes and just enjoying myself and having fun, I accidentally found myself taking on, I say accidentally, but there are no accidents, the Whole 30 challenge. And I'm loving it. I am a week into it today, and I feel so clear-headed and energetic, very happy. I did a video announcing that I was doing that, and I will do a couple of follow-up videos as the month goes on. But I feel awesome, and this would not be possible without my discovery of paleo recipes. So I will be rocking more of that in 2014. The third thing on my list is Debbie Maycomer. I'm not going to be doing Debbie Maycomer, but I'm going to be reading her books, which is a total surprise to me. And I just have to laugh at my own ego, because I thought that I was way too cool for Debbie Maycomer. I thought that her, I didn't even know who she was. Cedar Cove was a series on the Hallmark Channel that I ended up watching this summer, and it's very tame, it's very mild, it's not very rock and roll, but I loved it, and I got very sucked into it. And so I went and bought her book, The Inn at Rose Harbor, and I would think that an author like that, usually when I pass books like that on the shelves, I don't even give them a second thought. I just don't think they're cool and edgy enough. And I think that's kind of like something for my mother's generation, but not for me. But I don't know. Maybe it's my age. I don't know what happened to me, but I clicked with it, and I really enjoyed her writing. It's very cozy and sweet, and it has a simple charm to it that I really enjoyed. And I did end up buying three more copies after I bought and read The Inn at Rose Harbor. I bought one for my mom, one for my mother-in-law, and one for my stepmother. And two out of three have read them already and have already ordered more of her books, which brings me around to my point that I am doing the same. I'm bringing my discovery of Debbie Maycomer into 2014, because The Inn at Rose Harbor is a book series, and there are more in that series. And it actually takes place in Cedar Cove, which is a town that she already did a book series about. So I got lots of late night bedtime reading to look forward to. It's just a nice little world that's very mild and comforting, a nice place for me to slip into and forget all my worries. So I like that, especially because I read a lot of nonfiction. My brain, I feel like it just never shuts off unless, you know, I'm meditating or consciously creating that state for myself. And I find that when I read a Debbie Maycomer book, I can just let all that go and slip into this little world, and it's very nice and pleasant. And then another book is on my list, and sorry, I just... I think somebody's in my house. Oh, no. I think they live here, though, so it's okay. Number four on my list is also involves a book, and that's Tosha Silver's Outrageous Openness. And that book rocked my world in 2013. I found that in the spring of 2013, and I actually listened to it. I bought the audiobook. And what I got from that was the importance of leading a spirit-led life. And I made a couple videos about that. One was called The Spirit-Led Day, and I posed a challenge to my viewers to lead a spirit-led day. And for me, it turned into a spirit-led week, and then it just sort of turned into leading a spirit-led life. And when I think about leading a spirit-led life, whenever I have a thought like that, leading a spirit-led day, leading a spirit-led week, even just leading a spirit-led meeting or spirit-led drive to go pick up my son from Bakersfield, I have to say it's had a profound impact on the choices I make and the amount of time that I spend tuning in to my own intuition, synchronicity, noticing life's mysterious little signs. And that's stuff that I've been into, but I think sometimes these lessons just go deeper. And this was a year that that lesson went a lot deeper for me. And so I will definitely be leading a spirit-led life in 2014 and hopefully beyond for the rest of my life, because I really like that feeling of being tuned in. The next thing on my list is shea butter. Yes, shea butter. Shea butter is the product I have been waiting for all my life. And it's not really, it's a product of nature, which is so cool because that's so much in alignment with who I am and what I believe. It's really in alignment with what I'm teaching with Sad to Sexy, because it is a all-natural product of nature. And in its raw, unrefined state, it will moisturize, soften, reduce wrinkles, kick acne's butt. It's awesome for your hair. It's also rumored to stimulate collagen production. This stuff is amazing. And one of my deep, dark secrets is that I love deep, dark chocolate. I love dark chocolate. And I have my brands that I can buy without breaking out, but the reason that I don't eat milk is because it gives me acne. And I'm vain. I don't like the acne. And but every once in a while, I'll come across a piece of chocolate that I can't resist, and I'll have a piece, and it'll make me break out. But what I have found is that shea butter lets me get away with those cheats more often, because if my face breaks out, I can put some shea butter on it, and it goes away so fast. It works better than any over-the-counter, doctor-prescribed acne product on the market. And believe me, I've tried them all. I've tried every, in my teens, I did every combination of topical and internal antibiotic and medication that you can think of, so much that it actually really ruined my system. I ended up using Accutane. I have tried it all. And who knew? Shea butter. Get off milk. Don't drink milk and rub some shea butter on your face. It is truly magical. It is an anti-aging product for sure, but if you have acne, I cannot urge you enough to run to the store and get yourself some unrefined shea butter, and you can thank me later. It is wonderful. The next thing on my list is, oh, this is my newest discovery, Instagram. I love Instagram. And I know it's not new. I knew what Instagram was. It's been, you know, popular for the last couple of years. But it's new to me in that I finally got myself an account at the very, very end, like the second to last day of 2013. And I started posting regularly and using hashtags like a pro. I'm really into the hashtags, because if you use the right hashtags, you can find a whole community of people. And I joined Instagram to track my challenge, this Whole 30 challenge that I'm doing. And so basically I'm just photographing my food and talking about it. So you have to be a certain kind of person to enjoy that. But if you are, I am Joanna DeVoe at Instagram or on Instagram. And I love it. It's so much fun. And it's really, I've turned into a hashtag nerd. I'm putting hashtags everywhere, on my Facebook account and on Twitter, even on my blog. we've been having hashtag conversations to make ourselves laugh because it's funny. But really what's so cool on Instagram is if you put in the whole 30 hashtag, it's a really popular community, and so you see everybody that's using that hashtag. You see their posts as they come up, and it's a really friendly bunch of people, and they'll talk back and forth with you. I also like to use the hashtag sad to sexy, but so far I think I'm the only one doing that. But I'm hoping it will catch on, hashtag sad to sexy, and I will love you for life. And then the very last one is, of course, Hippie Witch! Magic for a New Age, the show you are listening to right now. I love my little radio show. It has definitely been a challenging thing. I mean, I got bumped off and had to call right back in, which just shows you I need to be getting here a little bit early. But it's had its challenges, mainly just showing up every Tuesday at noon, showing up for something. I'm a very free-spirited person. I like to fly by the seat of my pants. So having a weekly commitment like that has been a good challenge for me. It's given some structure to what I do with Kick-Ass Switch. And it's just so much easier to call in to Blog Talk Radio and sit here and talk for 30 minutes than it is to, you know, drag my whole back out to make a video and shoot the video and edit the video and upload the video. This is a much faster process. Not that I'm going to stop making videos, but I prefer doing this. It's just so easy and fun. I'll be doing both, but this is my commitment. I will be here every Tuesday in 2014, hopefully beyond. And then the videos, I will do when I feel like it. But this is my commitment to you. I will be here every Tuesday because I love this show. I love you guys. I love the feedback I get from you. Thank you to those of you who have left me 5 stars on iTunes and a nice little review. I totally appreciate that. It helps me. It helps other people find the show. So thank you so much for doing that. And again, come by the blog at www.joannadevoe.com or visit me on Facebook. I'm Joanna DeVoe over there. And tell me your list of things that you will be taking from 2013 with you into this new year. And I will talk to you next Tuesday. Much love. Peace.